This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eloy Martinez. Date of birth, July 25th, 1986. Case ID number is 7555915. Date of exam, June the 15th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, M.D., and from Knapp Medical Center, dated 11/29/22. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain, ankle surgery, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked for AW for 3 months, which was a temporary job, and he also cut yards. During the time that he did work, he worked 10 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a RV with his brother. The claimant states that he has not worked for many years because he was in prison from 2013 to 2019. Allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain, number two, ankle surgery, and number three, depression. History of allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2005, he fell from a building standing up, and because of that accident, he sustained a fracture and a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area at the L1, L3 area. He states the character of his back pain is an aching, stabbing, sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral back area with tingliness down his left leg. The claimant went on to have a laminectomy, discectomy, and fusion of the lumbar sacral back area at the L1, L3 area with fair results. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have one crutch that he uses all the time, and his physician is Dr. Manzer Yazi. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, but not doing any other exercise. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy secondary to not having any funds. The claimant is presently on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams BID, and Tylenol, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID. PRN is needed for pain, which he does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral herniated disc and fractured vertebra between the L1 and L3 area with a discectomy of the L1, L3 area with laminectomy and fusion of that area. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, ankle surgery. The claimant states that in 2005, when he fell from the roof, he also sustained a left knee fracture and a right ankle fracture. He went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of the knee and also of the right ankle and foot. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the afternoon. The claimant complains of tingliness of his left leg and positive right leg foot pain. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He's unable to use a broom at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is one crutch that he uses all the time. Occasionally, he uses two. As noted earlier, he takes ibuprofen 800 milligrams, PRN, for pain, which does give him relief. The claimant states, occasionally, he does mow the grass by riding a tractor, which he does for 15 to 20 minutes. The claimant states that he had multiple surgeries of the right foot and ankle, which consisted of three surgeries. He had a open reduction internal fixation of the right ankle and foot in 2005, and a open reduction internal fixation of the left knee in 2020. He also had another foot surgery of the right foot in 2010, secondary to having problems with a loose bone. And he has been diagnosed with post-traumatic osteoarthrosis with degenerative changes of the right foot and ankle. He states he had an infection of the right foot of the surgical area, which had problems in healing. Allegation number three, depression. The claimant states that since 2016, when his mother passed away, he started to develop severe depression, sadness, insomnia, increased appetite, decreased energy, and decreased motivation. He states that he does have outbursts of anger and anxiety secondary to his condition. His concentration and motivation are poor. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts in the past. He is presently not on any medications, but is frustrated that he is unable to work secondary to his condition. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, BID. Tylenol, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID. Medical problems, COVID-19, depression / anxiety, history of right foot and ankle, open reduction internal fixation with three surgeries, and a history of post-surgical infection, lumbar sacral back surgery of the L1, L3 area with a herniated disc and questionable fracture of the vertebra, consisting of surgery which was a laminectomy, discectomy, and fusion performed in 2005. The claimant also had an open reduction internal fixation of the right ankle and foot in 2005, and a open reduction internal fixation of the left knee in 2020 with poor results. The claimant has also had two other surgeries of the right foot and ankle. Social history. The claimant states that he smokes 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 25 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking 24 ounces of beer per month. He states he quit in 2013. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, and crack. The last usage of drugs was in 2013. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 212 pounds, height 5 feet 8 and a half inches tall, BP 129 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 98 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General. This is a 37-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have multiple missing teeth. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has multiple surgical scars of the lumbar sacral back area and the left knee and right ankle area. Measurements were taken of both upper thighs, and the right thigh measured 48 centimeters. The left thigh measured 51 centimeters. The claimant has a deformed left knee in the form of Hennu-Varrow deformity, secondary to the fracture and the surgery that was performed. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a crutch. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, secondary to the left knee fracture. However, but the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of the left leg. The claimant appeared to have joint swelling of the left knee, but no erythema effusion was noted. He does have a deformed left knee in the form of Hennu-Varrow, secondary to the fracture and the surgery that was performed. There is a normal range of motion, there is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex or do a lateral flexion or an extension secondary to lumbar sacral back pain. He was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant has decreased range of motion of the right ankle and foot area and also has decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left side. The claimant's knee is ankylosed at 70 degrees. Straight leg raise in the supine position was 80 degrees on the right side and 0 on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion of the right knee with normal strength, but the claimant has decreased range of motion and strength of the left knee, which is ankylosed at 70 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate and was unable to. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but with much difficulty and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. The claimant had multiple scars. There is a 23-centimeter left knee lateral vertical scar from surgery that was done for an open reduction internal fixation. The claimant has a left flank slanted 28-centimeter vertical scar where surgery was done on his back. He also has a lumbar sacral back midline 10-centimeter scar. There is a 13-centimeter right foot curve lateral horizontal scar in the form of an L and some atrophy noted of the right foot where surgery was performed on his ankle and right foot area. His foot appears to be somewhat deformed. He also has swelling of the left knee and tenderness of the left knee and right foot area. There is also deformity of the left knee and the right foot area. Assistive devices. He requires a crutch at all times to be able to ambulate. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical except for the left leg where the knee is ankylosed at 70 degrees. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch and pinprick, but position sense was normal. There is evidence of some muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms, especially in the lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and was plus 3 over 5 for the left lower extremity and plus 4 over 5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of his lumbar sacral back, comma, right foot and ankle area, comma, and his left knee. The claimant is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back post-surgical pain with right foot and ankle, open reduction internal fixation with decreased function, and ankylosis of the left knee. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc and a compression fracture. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has had a laminectomy, discectomy, and a fusion of the lumbar sacral back area. His physical examination was abnormal. Number two, right ankle surgery and foot with open reduction internal fixation and surgery times 3 secondary to some complications. The claimant does have difficulty in ambulating on that foot, and although his condition is stable at this time, he has poor function of that leg. The claimant also had a left knee open reduction internal fixation and has ankylosis of the right knee with deformity and has difficulty ambulating also with the left knee. Allegation number 3, depression, dash, not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eloy Martinez.